Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Was it not just almost 5 weeks ago that I was told the end was coming, Lee? The end was coming. The disaster was upon us. There was no other possible view of our economic situation as Trump launched his trade war and ultimately our annihilation. There was going to be inflation from the tariffs. By the way, I told you that wasn't going to happen. Credit me right off the bat. Told you it wasn't going to happen. I don't even have an economics degree. Because it's mathematically impossible to have inflation from tariffs. There's only one thing causes inflation. That's debasement of currency by printing money. That's it. There is no other way to get there, even if you try. But whatever. It was a good lie, and people have learned that inflation is bad, so they threw that one in there. Inflation. Trump said tariffs, Lee, we're going to cause inflation. Oh my God, it's all over to end. End of it. Yeah, we're going to have a recession. Inflation. See the headlines yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't really honestly know which one is my favorite. It's so hard to pick. I like this one. JP Morgan has called the recession off. Wow, do you rely on them for your financial advice?
Were they planning one?
No, you've nailed it. No. You have just nailed it, Lee. You know why? They were. You know why? They tried to tank the stock market with another one of their hoaxes. The globalist Wall Street shiny shoes business class who were in on every hoax. COVID's going to kill us all. Lockdowns are the only way. Actually, no, that spreads it more. Every single hoax, and this was one of them. I told you at the time, I said, this is a hoax. They're trying to tank the stock market. Specifically, they're trying to panic mom and pop 401k into dumping their stocks in a cold panic in order to get the votes in the Senate to take Trump's trade authority away, his tariff authority. That was the plan. How did it go? Not so good. Remember this from Vanguard? The only people, it turned out, who panic sold, Lee, were the big investment houses, the financial investors, the big financial investors, not mom and pop. Mom and pop, their blood pressure didn't even go up one iota. And we wouldn't know that, though, until after the hoax and the fake panic. And again, the hoax was this: recession is coming, tariffs are a disaster, and they'll cause inflation. But did Americans fall for it?
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust, the investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
And you know what? Mom and pop 401k were smarter than Wall Street, Lee.
Yep.
JP Morgan calls the recession off. I have so much to say about this. Calls the recession off. What about the prediction? From, again, remember, all of the smartest shiny shoes. All of the right people on all of the right networks, from CNBC to CNN Business to Fox Business. Oh, they knew, boy. They were the smartest people in the room. Trump was going to fail. It was only a matter of time. This was as immutable of a universal law as humans breathe and the sky is blue. There were no alternative viewpoints allowed. Maybe they should get some. Headline. Inflation slowed? Great, great work, guys. Inflation slowed? Unexpectedly. Despite predictions to the contrary, CNN. Oh, they had to report this and this hurt. All the right people, all the right networks, Lee. Inflation is going to go out of control because of Trump's tariffs. Now, that may still happen from the GOP printing money like drunken sailors, but it's not going to happen because of Trump's tariffs. Headline, inflation slowed unexpectedly. So the recession predicted, to 6 weeks ago. But do you remember the headlines? This is my personal favorite. The prediction, April is on track to be the worst month for stock market declines since the Great Depression. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago. So, I mean, just seeing the headlines yesterday and honestly the outrage of it and how they lie to us, how they gaslight us, how they manipulate us or used to. But you know why people aren't falling for this crap anymore? They could have pulled this off 5 years ago. They'd have crashed the stock market. They tried. X. People go on X. Lee, there are financial prognosticators on X who have much bigger audiences than Fox Business does, much bigger audiences than CNN does. And nobody listens to these morons anymore. 97% of mom and pops did not panic. They did not sell. And they can't crash the stock market. They tried. I mean, they may yet succeed, but not this time. Here's my favorite headline today. Annual inflation rate hits 4-year low. Groceries have biggest decline in 5 years. The first month after Trump's elected, the Democrats and the financial media are already out to go, he lied. He said he would lower it right away. He said he'd do it right away. He said he would. No, he didn't. Looks like he did. So I'm having a good time this morning.
I don't think they'll be
giving
Trump any credit today, though.
No, of course not. No, why would they do that? Listen to this. This is the CNN anchor cutting off a guest, giving Trump credit for this.
News out of the market is wonderful today. I don't know where we are at the moment. We're not running a ticker, but you know, the Dow was up 1,000 points a little bit earlier in the day. Yeah. It's responding to...
Actually, here, let me jump in because we do have our sort of reportable lines on this. So yeah. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 posted the biggest single day gains since April 9th,
right,
which is the day that Trump paused reciprocal tariffs.
Hello.
As of today, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 have erased the losses since Liberation Day. My 401k, it's been liberated.
Liberation Day.
Did you hear her interrupt him?
Oh, yeah.
No, we have our lines. We have our way we're going to try to explain this.
Yeah.
To the five people still watching us, because we got the whole thing wrong. They got it all wrong. Now they're promising inflation and a financial disaster by summer. Okay. We'll see. Hey, might still happen. They all got it wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, no wonder the Democrats are talking about MS-13 terrorists and how great they are.
Yeah.
By the way, that literally happened yesterday. Pete Buttigieg, because they can't do this. I mean, can I just read you a line? I couldn't wait to come in here and get you to react to this, Lee. Okay. Because
right.
I know what a big fan you are of the Associated Press.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was such a great line written by the AP. They buried it in the middle because that's if they have to tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
that's where they'll put it. Hoping you just won't read
right.
that far.
Exactly.
Okay. Here it is. Food price, they wrote this. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November of 2020, the last time Trump was president.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet it hurt to write that.
I know. Blood shooting right out of their eyes. I want to read it again because it just makes me so happy. Food prices in April declined for the first time since November 2020, the last time Trump was president.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Which means that food prices had been going up the entire time that Biden was president.
Yes, absolutely.
Fine. Good grief.
Now, how was Trump able to do this quickly? Okay, remember, we had, and this did not get enough attention by our side, this is the highest recorded in U.S. history since they've kept records, right? Which has been roughly, I don't know, 60 to 90 years, something like that. Highest ever four-year increase in energy prices under Joe Biden. Okay, so, and he did it executively. So when you come in and you inherit that and you can slash through it with your pen, you can do a lot. What did Biden do that hurt the most? There were a lot of things, some of which Trump is still reversing. So we'll see some of these energy costs comes down even further. But what Biden did executively was essentially put a tax on natural gas that is produced on federal lands, just jacked the price through the roof just to be evil. He's a Democrat. It's what they do. So, and they hate prosperity. They hate manufacturing. And this was them aiming a cannon at manufacturing jobs. And they did get a direct hit, over 200,000 manufacturing jobs lost under Joe Biden. They wanted to send them overseas. They succeeded at that by jacking energy prices through the roof. Trump executively reversed that. So this is Trump doing just the basic things. When the price of moving food goes down, the price of food goes down. When the price of storing food goes down, when the electric bill goes down, all of that helps. And you're seeing it all go down. And you know what this proves? Who wrote this? Red State wrote this. Great line. The annual inflation rate eased to 2.3% in April, the lowest since February 2021. It was supposed to go up, showing that Joe Biden's attempted destruction of the U.S. economy can be reversed. Good. That's good news. So, anyway, it was just great watching the Associated Press have to explain.
Oh, yeah.
After the gloom and the doom and the end of the world and all that and whatnot. By the way, the latest lie being told, there's just so many, about Trump's tariff situation is that he capitulated to China, and the media couldn't even get the tariff percentages correct in reporting the story. We did not knock it down to 10. We knocked it down to 30. They knocked it down to 10. They got 10 on us. We got 30 on them. And under $800, which most of these shipments are, it's a 54% tariff. Again, the rioting hasn't stopped. The burning of the factories hasn't stopped. Trump's got him right where he wants him. And the American media doesn't want you to figure that out.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, anyone still buying gas or groceries today? They're not being gaslit. To the talking points, anything is cheaper. When eggs are $8 a dozen and now they are $7.75, a little lame to declare prices have been slashed. I didn't say that. No, we don't want that. That's deflation. No, what I said was simple. Last 5 weeks, the absolute unmitigated hysteria from the media has been Trump's tariffs are going to cause inflation. That's how they tank the market, with that lie. All of them reading from the same playbook. So this is the best and brightest minds, man. Bloomberg, you still paying them for financial advice? The subscriber service might want to cancel it. You do better just reading random Twitter accounts. There's some real smart financial people on Twitter. Mainstream media folks used a hoax to try to tank the stock market. Think about that. They didn't care. They, folks, when they tried to stop Trump the first time, because this is a battle for a world order in which they are day by day by day losing power. The Wall Street shiny shoes, the globalists, the World Economic Forum. It's a battle. They're losing power. Main Street's getting it back. They hate it. They will do anything to stop it, including destroying the world economy and our economy. You don't believe me? I got Exhibit A, COVID. COVID. They went so far as to censor the truth to get the ability to shut down the economy, why it was Trump's most formidable weapon for re-election. And he was going to realign the world. And in a way where they couldn't get rich off our backs anymore. Not like they had. They had to stop it. They were willing to destroy the world economy to do it. They almost did with their lies and their censorship of people telling the truth. We don't need to lock down. Oh, yes, we do. Lie. Racked up what? $9, $10 trillion over that mess in debt? They tried again. They tried again with the stock market. Tariffs are going to cause inflation. What did I tell you? Don't tell me. I said, no, they are not. Any freshman who takes economics at UNC Chapel Hill could figure out tariffs aren't going to cause inflation. Why? Only one thing causes inflation. I told you that. I've been telling you for weeks. Tariffs don't cause inflation. The only thing that causes inflation is the printing of money because it makes every other dollar worth less. There is no other way to cause inflation. It is impossible. You can make prices go up with tariffs, theoretically, sure, but that's not inflation. I told you tariffs won't cause inflation to go up because that is mathematically impossible, according to the laws of the universe. And what do we have yesterday? What did they tell us? These tariffs are going to cause inflation to go up? Wrong. Headline, CNN, inflation slowed unexpectedly. Wow, did they get that wrong? Now, when inflation slows, that doesn't mean prices go down. Okay, and a lot of people still, we're all having to learn these things in the time of, Bidenflation and money printing. And to be fair, the Republicans trying to see if they can outdo Biden with more money printing. Republican leadership. Inflation slowed unexpectedly. That is the opposite of what they told us just 5 weeks ago when they were trying to tank the market. They were doing again what they did with COVID. Folks, understand this. They were fine with, when you lie like that, when you try to beat the market down like that, you're taking a risk. You may not be able to pull it back up. You may crash it, Great Depression style. And they were on board for that. They've done it before. They will destroy everything you have to hold on to their power. And you know what that's a sign of? How big of a threat Trump is to them. But she didn't fall for it. Honestly, this is going to have to be, I think by the end of the year, this will still be clip of the year or one of them. Scott Bessent going, hey, I checked Vanguard. 97% of individual investors haven't sold stocks since the beginning of the year. Why? They're holding on. They know it's going up. They know it's going up. So what does that tell us? The only people who sold during the hoax 5 weeks ago, oh, the market's crashing, oh no, individual investors like JP Morgan Chase, who had to come out yesterday, humiliate themselves by admitting, oh yeah, that recession forecast, that one we might have made 5-6 weeks ago, yeah, we take that back. We take it back. Now they're using the cover of, well, Trump capitulated to China. No, he didn't. That's a lie too. That's a total lie. China capitulated to us. Now, we may not win this thing. I can't predict this. I don't know how it's going to go. But in this round, and when I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. China lost. The way the media reported this, which was fake and deceptive, was, this is the same people, well, we went to reciprocal tariffs. Trump backed off. He backed down. He got scared. Well, no, he didn't. China backed down. They have a 10% tariff on us. We got 30% tariff baseline on them. Those factories still shut down at that number. And under $800, and this was the devastating part, is a 54% tariff. Good freaking luck on that. Good luck. And that's what China had to capitulate to. Are we going to win this whole thing? Don't know. Look, 6 weeks from 6 months from now, if it's not going well, don't text me and say I predict it. I don't know what's coming. I don't. But I do know what's past, and we are winning. And that whole Saudi trip, boy, I could do a whole show on it. I probably should. I probably will in some sense. That whole Saudi trip was Trump switching sides, changing up all of our alliances from evil. The Democrats have their own allies. We dropped them yesterday on the world stage in a spectacular manner. And Trump trying to freeze out China. What Trump did yesterday was, I've never seen it in my lifetime. And if you notice, the media was glued to it. They were running it live from Saudi Arabia. Did you see the king, the prince? I mean, all of the Saudi royal family, the dignitaries, they were shell-shocked. Did you see their faces? Absolute shock and awe yesterday. And the absolute grandeur of it yesterday as Trump rolled out the red carpet for them, but they also rolled out the red carpet for him. You are watching a realignment of global politics yesterday in Saudi Arabia. The media knew it. That's why they covered it around the clock. We've never seen anything like it. It was a complete reversal of Joe Biden's foreign policy. We switched sides in terms of who our allies were with several countries yesterday on the international stage. Folks, we are living in, I'm going to break it all down on what it means because it means a lot, okay? We are living in the most bizarre time in American history in this way. Who our allies were and who our enemies were used to be the same whether we had a Republican or a Democrat president. It didn't change. It does now. When Democrats are in office, our allies are the worst actors on the planet. When Republicans are in office, we reverse that. And he did that in grand fashion yesterday. I'll break it all down coming up.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, a remarkable thing happened yesterday. Donald Trump rolled into Saudi Arabia in an absolute shock and awe campaign aimed at repairing the damage that Joe Biden did at a time when it is absolutely critical to our economic survival as a country when Trump succeeds. I don't know if people realize what he did. And if you watch the coverage, which the media ran with live, because we've never seen a thing like this before, I'll explain to you why in a minute. The Saudis looked shell-shocked. They did. Including and up to the leader of that country. Just absolute shock and awe. It was an absolute flex of American muscle. Why? I'm going to make this all make sense. If you're going to print, what are the Republicans talking about now, $3 trillion deficit? We're at two right now, but hell, let's go three a year. Why not? It's not like our grandchildren need a future. You need a strong dollar. What happened a few weeks ago? Stock market wobbled. The bond market wobbled. For a second, we put bonds out and nobody wanted them. For a sell-off. What makes the dollar strong? Well, we cut a terrible deal, and it's the bane of our existence, but it is what is. And Trump's got to deal with what is, not what we wish was. We cut a deal back under Nixon. We decoupled gold from the dollar, and we basically cut a deal with the Saudis. Saudis are leaders of OPEC. That all oil sold would be sold in U.S. dollars. So if you want to buy oil and you're from, Poland, you got to change your currency into U.S. dollars, then you buy the oil. It artificially inflates the value of our dollar, gives us a lifestyle like no one else on earth has, or did, until Congress began to abuse it and then really abuse it like they're doing right now. So if Saudi Arabia, which heads OPEC, were to ever decide not to do that anymore, we'd be cooked. Now, what do they get for this deal? We service their military. Until Joe Biden. The idiot. The absolute blooming idiot. By the way, right now they're playing a lot of these videos from the fast past of Joe Biden because the left is debating whether he was or not, was not demented and who knew when. Notice something about Joe Biden in all those videos. I'm seeing it and it's reminding me of this. His advisors, his staff, the people around him every day telling him what to do and where to go and all that, they're 25-year-old girls. They went to some woke class in school, never lived in the real world, learned Al-Qaeda was cool, which is why we were funding them in Syria, $9 million. And there was a guy by the name of Jamal Khashoggi, one of bin Laden's best friends, looking at a picture of him and bin Laden right now. Both bin Laden and Khashoggi were at the time active members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Later, bin Laden would split from the Brotherhood and form Al-Qaeda, the most dangerous organization in the world. Khashoggi, bin Laden, and another guy by the name of Adela Abzam were married companions of the same extremist group. He is a violent, bloody jihadist who seeks an Islamic caliphate. That's who he is. He was also a Washington Post editorialist because they figure, well, we love terrorists. And so we'll give him a call, somehow making him a journalist. He wasn't. He was a terrorist, just like bin Laden. So along comes the new generation of leadership in Saudi Arabia. They break with the old guard and they begin hunting and killing these terrorists. Jamal Khashoggi was one of them. They got a lot more, hundreds of them. Trump, they did a lot of this in partnership with Trump. Why? Well, in trying to modernize Saudi Arabia, the current, the prince of Saudi Arabia, the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is under constant threat of assassination. He has tried to modernize it and he's killing off the old religious guard. the theocracies, what he's doing by killing their terrorists. Khashoggi was one of them. Well, this made the 25-year-old girls around Joe Biden really, really, really super duper mad. And these freaking idiots decided, screw the dollar, we're going to isolate Saudi Arabia. They cut off their weapons deals. They cut off their deals for delivery of planes. They humiliated bin Salman for having the audacity to kill somebody associated with al-Qaeda and bin Laden, because they love those guys. That's who they're funding now. Biden snubbed him, said he was going to isolate him and humiliate him. Not a real good idea if you do math and you need OPEC to sell oil for dollars. Well, 5 minutes later, the Chinese rolled into town. Shock and awe. I mean, and it was huge. And I remember in horror watching it on the front page of the Wall Street Journal as they're asking, is the dollar done? Because these people are so damn dumb. The Biden, and they're not only evil because they love al-Qaeda so much, they love terrorists so much. These are the same people, remember, we just discovered gave almost $3 billion via USA to the Taliban trying to prop them up. So they see evil, they want to fund it. So you have the switching of sides. You have Saudi Arabia, which funded and was part of 9/11, switching sides, going, we don't want the Islamic terror anymore. We're going to have another, we're going to go another way. And then you have the Democrats in America switching sides, going, we love al-Qaeda. Oh, they're so great. Fellow travelers, let's march with them and Hamas and everybody else. So great. Well, that destroyed our relationship with Saudi Arabia. Kind of important if you want to eat and your dollar is based on sales of oil. So China rolls into town and says, hey, look, we buy 20% of your oil. We'd like to buy it in yuan. And they went, okay, screw America. Joe Biden and the Biden administration panicked. Headline, New York Sun, 11 months ago. Joe Biden trying to repair relationship with Saudi Arabia. Yeah, that's what happens when you do math. And when the Democrats want to print $1 trillion extra a quarter and they need a dollar to be worth something. Trump rolled in there in a way I've never seen before yesterday to fix the whole thing. And wait till I tell you what he did. This was the crazy part. Everybody's missing this. Coming up next. Kevin O'Leary nailed it yesterday. This trip is about two things. It's about AI and it's about freezing out China. So after Joe Biden decided he was going to isolate and freeze out the one country most with the most power to determine the future of the United States in terms of our dollar and whether we're even going to have one, because duh, I don't even know what their plan was there. China rolled in. And I mean, it was red carpet all day long. And they said, hey, you know, can we start using our own currency to buy oil since America doesn't care if it goes broke? And Saudi said, you know what? That's a great idea. Yeah, sure. Guess what this was about yesterday was simple math, okay? China buys 20% of their oil from Saudi Arabia. They're the biggest customer. They buy about 1.7 million barrels a day. We buy 348,000 barrels a day, right? Trump needed some leverage because had Biden gotten another term, Saudi Arabia was going to start selling all of it for whatever you wanted to pay it. That's where we were going. That's how badly Biden humiliated them. Look, I don't like kissing a ring, but I didn't make this system. And I don't want my children to grow up in a country that looks like it was bombed by Beirut after the dollar disintegrates. So Trump rolled into town yesterday. And again, if you're watching the video, because it was live, literally ran live on Fox. Why was that? You saw the face of the Saudis. They look shell-shocked. Why? Listen to who Trump brought with him, okay? Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock. Steven Schwarzman, CEO of Blackstone. The CEOs of NVIDIA, Amazon, Google, Citigroup, Franklin Templeton, IBM, Boeing, Coca-Cola, Northrop Grumman, Palantir. Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn. That guy spent tens of millions of dollars trying to defeat Trump. Trump rolls into town with him. This was absolute badassery. This was a flex of American muscle. This was the first time I've seen these business. I mean, folks, we had like owner of the the Los Angeles Times, biotech billionaire Patrick Soon-Shiong, Kimball Musk, Antonio Grassi is another billionaire there. Again, the CEO of Palantir, all of them walking in there going, look, we can offer you this. Partner with us on AI. Do you want to partner with the Chinese? They just stole our AI. Why not go to the source? The joint announcement of $600 billion of investment in America. Partnerships with Saudi Arabia. So this is Trump fixing Biden's mess. I'm going, let's, you know, okay, we get that you're letting China buy the oil now in its own yuan. We can't have this anymore. You've got to shore up the dollar with us. Preparing for this, what did you see? $3 billion worth of bombings of the Houthis, over 1,000 strikes, till all the Houthis could do is cry and beg for mercy. That was all done on a fast timeline to prepare for this trip. What is Trump showing them? Houthis, Yemen, those are the Saudis' mortal enemy. Trump's saying, look, who can do that? I just secured the shipping lanes in the Red Sea. I just destroyed the Houthis for you. Yeah, they're still skirmishing with Israel, but it's not a big deal. I just destroyed them for you. Wait, China didn't do it. Russia didn't do it. You need me as your military. That's the grand bargain. I hate it. But when you're $37 trillion in debt, you don't have another way. It was an absolute flex of American power. We've got all the investment opportunities. We've got the best AI sources, not just what China stole, but everything, all of it. We are coming here on bended knee, the entire American industrial and tech class, to ask you to freeze China out and help us shore up the dollar. I still don't know how he got Reid Hoffman. I mean, the CEO of BlackRock, that guy was trying to kill Trump off a year ago. Wow. Just cleaning up Biden's mess.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.